is currently online. Members of the public attending online who wish to comment during the board meeting, we use the online raise hand tool in Zoom when the chair elicits public comments. Members of the public planning to attend by phone were requested to express their intent via email earlier. Individual comments will be limited to 3 minutes. If an interpreter is needed, comments will be translated into English, and the time limit shall be 6 minutes. At the discretion, the board may limit the total time allotted to public comments and set new time limits for individual comments. The board reserves the right to mute and remove a participant from the meeting if the participant unreasonably disrupts the meeting. Requests for disability-related modifications have been made, and the remarks that I've just stated are in Spanish in the agenda in the attached meeting. Sean, would you be kind enough to confirm attendance via roll call?
Alfred Morricane?
Aye.
Chuck Daggs?
Present.
Claire Grissom?
Present.
Ian Connell?
Present.
JP Anderson?
Present.
Jaime Quiroga?
Present.
John Flaherty?
Present.
Shara Hegde?
Present.
Victor Paredes Colonia?
Present.
We have a quorum for sure.
Great. Do we have any absences, Sean?
We do not.
Great. Thank you. Nice to see everybody. Do we have any? We'll move to public comments. Sean, is there anyone from the public asking to comment?
There are no public comments.
We'll move on to board chair's opening remarks. While this is not I'll call it traditional extended meeting, I will shorten my opening remarks to simply say I hope everyone is surviving the rain and doing well. Chuck, how about your residence out in the Monterey area? Are you okay there?
I'm told by my neighbors everything looks, knock on wood, looks good. I'll just keep my fingers crossed.
Great, good, we will too. I don't think we have the CEO report, so I'll give some of my time to the CEO to give a quick update on the floods, or not floods, but with the weather how it affects our four schools. Kevin and Kirsten?
Yes, I'll call on Kirsten to add more detail. I'll say that our Watsonville campus has been the one most impacted. We had evacuation notices from the city and emergency services there. We've had to have Watsonville Prep closed for 4 days between last week and this week. The other three campuses not impacted as much. We've had those schools close 1 day last week. And it's definitely been a challenge for our families. Today, our enrollment was down significantly in Gilroy by about 150 in Hollister. And it's a big challenge for our staff too. A lot of the roads to and from our schools are roads that have been closed or flooded. So we're getting by. We had a power outage today at Gilroy Prep, but fortunately only lasted about 10 minutes or so. So knock on wood, our schools are holding up, but definitely a big challenge for us. Kirsten or Amy, would either of you like to add anything?
Just that we have been incredibly fortunate to have strong communication with all four counties that have been keeping us up to date on what's happening, whether it's through the actual Office of Emergency Services or the school districts themselves. We have been able to know what's going on and be up to date, and actually included in their radio checks for some of the campuses or included in their daily briefings. So we definitely have felt a part of the local communities as decisions have been made.
Do we experience any flooding or damage anywhere?
Not to our campuses, correct, Amy? No, not
to the campus. Correct. Our ops team and maintenance team have been going from campus to campus. We've had a few leaks in the roof, but nothing major and nothing devastating.
Oh, that's great.
Amy, were the leaks in the new building or were they in the one of the other three campuses?
They're in Hollister Prep. HC has one leak, and then the new building has just a few, but they're problem spots that we've had for a while that the roofers have been working on and trying to correct.
Just say, John, a big shout out to Kirsten, who's really been excellent in coordinating our communications with staff and families and keeping everybody informed. So we really appreciate Kirsten's leadership there.
Thanks, Kirsten. Okay, moving on. I have no other remarks. We'll move on to E, the approval of the minutes from the meeting on December 13th, 2022. Do I hear a motion for approval?
Ian, so moved.
Thank you, JP. Ian. Do I hear a second? Thank you, JP. Do I hear any additions, changes, or amendments to discussion with respect to the minutes? Hearing none, I will move to approve the minutes. Sean, would you call the roll, please?
Alfred Morricang?
Aye.
Chuck Daggs?
Aye.
Claire Grissom?
Aye.
Ian Connell?
Aye.
JP Anderson?
Aye.
Amit Karoga?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Shara Hegde?
I'll abstain. I was not at the meeting.
Victor Predesclonia?
Aye.
The motion is approved.
Thank you. Moving to section two, the topical items, the resolution renewing the authorization to continue virtual meetings. Per our last discussion, as reflected in the minutes, it was our decision to keep this in place at least through the winter months of 2023, given the current situation with variants. I'm going to get this wrong. Is it RSV? RSV and the flu. So resolution was included in the packet. Do I hear a motion for resolution 2023-11 for approval of the virtual meetings?
So moved.
Thank you, Chuck. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Ian. Discussion. Hearing none, we'll call the roll. Sean, will you call the roll for the resolution?
Alfred Morricang?
Aye.
Chuck Daggs?
Aye.
Claire Grissom?
Aye.
Ian Connell?
Aye.
JP Anderson?
Aye.
Amit Karoga?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Shara Hegde?
Aye.
Victor Predesclonia?
Aye.
The motion is approved.
Thank you. Moving to item B, the Watsonville Family YMCA Memorandum of Understanding with respect to the after-school and intercession student programs. Kirsten, would you please brief the board?
Absolutely. Thank you. As we talked with you last several meetings about the Boys and Girls Club at Gilroy Prep and Hollister Prep, and then the after-school program we are running on our own at Hayward Collegiate, we do have the funding through the Educational Learning Opportunities Program to provide substantial and pretty robust after-school programming at all of our sites. At WPS, as I shared in the memo, we have had the YMCA providing what is basic childcare after school. And when we partnered with the Boys and Girls Club at both Gilroy and Hollister, we talked with them at that time about the ability to add WPS to their services. The Boys and Girls Club of Silicon Valley does not cover Santa Cruz County. And we could then have reached out to the Santa Cruz County Boys and Girls Club. But before we did that, we wanted to talk with the YMCA about their ability to increase the programming that they do offer at WPS, especially because we do have a relationship with them. So Parisa Fouadian, as our ELOP coordinator, reached out to the executive director at the local YMCA and talked with them about their ability to expand their programming offerings, which they absolutely could. We then went and toured a program that they do have at a PVUSD after elementary school, their after-school programming, and we're incredibly impressed with what they are offering. It is very similar to what the Boys and Girls Club are offering at, and I'm sorry, you're hearing a very bratty dog whining because I'm not playing with him, so I apologize. Very similar to what the Boys and Girls Club are offering at the other two sites, and are incredibly comfortable with us presenting this MOU to you and looking forward to hopefully an expanded partnership with WPS and the YMCA. Questions?
Any questions for Kirsten?
Kirsten, I had one question. I was just curious on the, I saw some of the, you know, the different things that they'd be providing. Is the vision that would we help to inform like which students are receiving tutoring services versus like extension? Or is that somewhat like, you know, is that also as part of the services at YMCA, they are determining that?
We will be able to have some significant conversations with them about like which of our students are participating in WPS intervention, and then which they could also then maybe have, because they, since our students won't have homework, which is part of what they do offer is that homework support, additional like reading support, or possibly if they want to work on some of their blended, those types of things. So yes, we will be able to have those conversations, and we will talk with them, which is about what we do with the Boys and Girls Club, which is them like attending our huddle. So they get to know our staff. We'll give them a navigator email address like we've done the Boys and Girls Club so that they're aware of the spirit days and what our blended goals are. So really, truly incorporating them into our educational programming.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. So is every scholar able to participate, or is it just certain scholars?
So right now we have, we're set up to take 100 at each of the sites with the, with our partnerships, through this original, MOU, but that can increase. So it is open to any scholar who is interested, any family that wants to send their children to the after-school programming.
Kirsten, has someone already been identified as the navigator person that's collecting all the data and all that?
So Parisa, as our ELOP coordinator, is actually the one that is going to be doing the oversight of the all of the programs. And then what we have done at the other two sites, and I'm actually going to be at our February meeting giving you all an update on what's happening at all of the different ELOP programs. But they've been working with our SOM, the director of the program, for Boys and Girls Club, or then will be the YMCA, have been working with the site operations manager at each of the sites to make sure that like they know where their storage bins are, or they know, working with the office managers on who, you know, was somebody absent. So each of the sites does have a direct contact, but Parisa is overseeing all of the ELOP programming.
Okay.
Alfred?
Yes, thank you. So my question is this program going to be an ongoing program, or is it just going to be for a period of time?
So we will, and Kevin, you or Tom can jump in as far as like the MOU. The ELOP funding is for a certain period of time. The MOU will go through this, I believe, this school year and next, Kevin, is that correct?
The MOU is through June 30th.
And then we'll do another one. Mm-hmm.
And the ELOP funding, and Amy may know more information, or Shara, I don't believe it's been formalized for next year yet, but we anticipate that it will be approved by the state to continue on beyond this year. Nevertheless, we'll have carryover funds for next year for sure.
Yeah, the governor's budget was surprisingly good in terms of the COLA. So I think there is a, while ELOP has not been finalized, I think there is a mechanism to handle a recurring cost based on just what we're seeing, early signs of what we're seeing.
Other questions or comments? I would, for board members who didn't get an opportunity to look at the memorandum that Kirsten wrote, I would commend it to you. The first two pages are a good summary, as well as the MOU gives the leader a good outline of what is occurring. So, take the time. If you didn't get a chance afterwards, Kirsten's going to come back, as she said, at the February full board meeting, to give us a summary of all the programs. But in preparation for that, and just for our own education, please take a look at this and understand an important facet of the organization. Thank you, Kirsten. And thank you, Kevin. Do I hear any other comments before I call the question? And I'll move to approve the MOU. Tom, have you taken a look at this, just FYI?
Yes, John, I worked with Kevin on it, and yes.
Good. Okay, Sean, will you call the question for approval of the Memorandum of Understanding?
Yes. Did we have a second?
Yes, I believe we did. Did we not?
I don't think we did, but
I'll second.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. I'll take for the road. Thank you. Alfred Morcane?
Aye.
Chuck Daggs?
Aye.
Claire Grissom?
Aye.
Ian Connell?
Aye.
JP Anderson?
Aye.
Jaime Quiroga?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Char Hegde?
Aye.
Victor Pérez Colonia?
Aye.
The motion is approved.
Thank you. Before I make a motion to adjourn the meeting, are there any comments or items that are appropriate to mention or discuss? Alfred, it's good to see you. Are you in Florida helping folks there?
Yes, I'm in Florida.
Great. Good. Thank you for taking the time to join us. Char, how are your facilities doing during the storms?
So far, so good. We've lost power at two campuses, but only for about 2 hours each. And so it's been messy, but we've stayed open.
Claire, how about your schools?
We're good so far.
Good, everyone. Okay, well, thanks for taking time out of what is a large cleanup requirement. And Alfred, enjoy Florida. Ian, you always are in Colorado, which is something to be envious about.
Right. Thank now. You.
And we'll all hear a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Thank you, Chuck. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Jaime. We'll call the any discussion or comments. Hearing none, we'll ask Sean to call the roll to adjourn.
Alfred Morcane?
Aye.
Chuck Daggs?
Aye.
Craig Grissom?
Aye.
Ian Connell?
Aye.
JP Anderson?
Aye.
Jaime Quiroga?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Char Hegde?
Aye.
Victor Pérez Colonia?
Aye.
Motion to adjourn is approved.
Great, thank you. Meeting is adjourned. We'll see you in February. And I know the committees have work to do before then. So thank you in advance for your time.